The state of California could be facing a $68 billion budget deficit next year. That's a deficit that's larger, quite a bit larger, than the entire general fund budget in the state of Florida, by the way. And normally, when states face big budget deficits, I mean, that's not something to celebrate. But, as my guest today will argue, California facing a big budget deficit might actually be kind of a good thing. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest this week is Steve Greenhut. He is at the R Street Institute, the Western Regional Director for the R Street Institute. He's also a columnist at the Orange County Register and a longtime friend of mine. Steve, thanks for taking some time and joining us here on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
So California's got a big budget deficit. I think actually before we talk about the huge budget deficit they've got right now, we should talk a little bit about the huge budget surplus that the state had just a year ago. What happened?
Yeah, and 18 months ago, we had a $97.5 billion surplus. So Governor Gavin Newsom, I mean, and the legislators, they were beside themselves with glee. They could just spend money. And guess what they did? They spent money. And mostly on social programs. They put a little bit of money aside in the rainy day fund and things like that. But mostly they just went on a spending spree. Most of people who observers, especially of the libertarian bent, were warning them to, at the very least, we can fix some of the problems, some of the fundamental infrastructure problems. You have that much extra money. You could make a real dent, and not to mention sending more money back to taxpayers. I mean, they sent a little bit back, but they had an unprecedented opportunity, but of course they punted on that. And then the next year we had a budget deficit that at one point hit like $31.5 billion. And then Newsom and the legislature basically kicked the can down the road. They reduced some of the spending that they had already allocated, and they shifted funds around, and they pretty much didn't cut anything. And in fact, the governor was very proud of the fact that they continued to make historic investments, blah, blah, blah. And basically, they were expecting the economy to come roaring back, even though most of the analysts in the Capitol were saying that's pretty much a pipe dream. And now we have a $68 billion deficit, and now they're going to have to actually make some hard choices.
Yeah, as a libertarian and as somebody who spent some time in state capitals, I mean, I am always a little bit, you know, you're worried about those big surpluses because you do see like lawmakers and staffers' eyes just light up, and it's all excitement about how we get to spend all this extra money that we didn't think we'd have. On the flip side, when you have that deficit now, it does require, since states are at least nominally required to balance their budgets, it does force you to make some difficult choices. Any idea what California might do to close that deficit this year? Is it still too far out to really tell?
Yeah, I haven't seen any proposals yet. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure they'll use the variety of gimmicks, but they're going to have to cut spending somewhere. And unfortunately, our state seems to measure success by how much they spend rather than how much they get in return. So we've had unprecedented increases in transit funding, and transit ridership is plummeting. We have huge increases in education funding, and like 40% or more is by state initiative has to go to public schools. And yet the test scores, especially after COVID, are abysmal. So, I think once we get back after the new year, we'll see what they have in mind. But they're going to have to do something this time. You know, they could trim some of the money from this whole California climate commitment, which it's a multi-year program, but it's like $54 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money. And they're going to have to trim agencies and stop with all the new spending.
We're talking with Stephen Greenhut. He is the Western Regional Director for the R Street Institute and a columnist at the Orange County Register, talking about California's budget situation. Steve, just a minute or so left here, but I want to kind of pull back and go big picture here and ask you to, you know, respond to this for me. California, as you mentioned, how dependent the state is on capital gains taxes, how dependent the state is on high income earners for its tax revenue. And a lot of those people seem to be leaving. Is there a sense that California, you can't just raise taxes to close this deficit at this point, right? Is there a sense that this will require some like philosophical reorientation? I'm probably being way overly optimistic in even suggesting that, but some sort of you know reorientation of the way the state thinks about its budget.
Yeah, that's what a normal, decently run state would do. Instead, I think we're going to, I'm sure we're going to see a bunch of proposals for tax and fee increases. In fact, even when we had the surplus, there were a bunch of proposals for tax increases. So they have an insatiable appetite for spending. But that, the point you make is a good one. The state keeps chasing its high income earners, of whom they're totally dependent on for the budget. They keep chasing them to other states.
As a general rule, I don't really like the idea that, well, if things get bad enough, then they'll get better. It's not like people will just wake up one day and be libertarian because things got so bad. Although, I mean, I don't know, maybe Argentina makes a case for that now. Maybe California is also trending in that same direction. So I don't like that idea, but I guess we're going to test it out, at least in California. We might. That's all the time we have for today, unfortunately. Steve, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And again, that's Steve Greenhut. He's the Western Regional Director for the R Street Institute and a columnist at the Orange County Register. Check out his work at ocregister.com. Check out his columns at reason.com as well. We republish him every week. And of course, click over to reason.com for everything else we're working on. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.